now we turn to a Gemara, very difficult Gemara. Boye rabbe b'mamo, shayla b'bayli, socho b'bayli, socho shalai b'bayli ma'ayli. Suppose the Mashiach gives the Torah to the Sheah, the Terashir, at first, and then after that, with the same Mashiach, he wants him to be saved. Mal, mi amrinon shiler, so the Shechira in Shalom Bibay, at the time when the Shechira begins, so the Mashiach is not showing the Melachta of the Seich. So the question is a chayev or not? We are on shira lichudekayim, u'shchiras lichudekayim. Because the shira is one thing, so the shale for the duration of the shira, it was bibayim. But then for the shira, it was not bibayim. So maybe it's chayev, if it's made so dark, or even yukshir, during the Shchiras. Because after all, it's the same kind of Chiyuv. The Psheir is Chayev more, and Secher is only Chayev for Melech Aved. And Psheir is Chayev even for Mesek Darko. So Melech seems at the time when he became Psheir, so he didn't become a chuyev v'achayes, so he didn't become a chuyev v'achayes for the more, for him, for Mesek Darko, so he certainly not a chuyev v'achayes for the rest. Yes? What?
I'd like to tell me a little story. I was holding by Tosfos
Tavor. Okay, I can't stand in one place. There's that Bible tomorrow. Sholo b'bayli, and socho shloi b'bayli. And at the time of the, he turned over the Torah, he said, the first day, it will be Sheol, and the second day, it will be Seichia. But the second day, the b'bayli in the Mashal was already not shown l'achter of the Sheol. So the Shaila is Yechayev or is Potah? The Sheol of the Seicha, the second day. Mi amrinon shira lechudekayme, u'shchiras lechudekayme, oidilmo shchiras b'shayle meishach shayle, do mechay b'nei v'abeid. So in Tintzolema, shchira b'shayle meishach shayle, so memele, in the case of shira b'vailim, sholo b'vailim, socho shlo b'vailim, he is potter, because of the time of when he was Meshi of the Torah, it was already determined that he's Potter, so he's Potter even for this month's Chiras as well. So then the other Shaila is, Socho b'bayli, Sho'alo shaloi b'bayli. Mao, Shaila b'shchiras b'adei b'shaila, because the Chiyuv Achayez of Shaila is much more than of Seicha. He's Chayev even for Onsin. So, Oidilmo Kim Yishayach and Mikzaz, since there is one thing that are both Chayev, the Sheol and the Seicha, Legabei Meile Vaveile, so Meile, since at the time of the Shaila, he was not Yishay Meile, so Meile, he is not Mechuyev, even if it was Nidnivor in Evdo during the time of the Sphinx. So why is, so the Kashi is, why is Sholo b'bayli v'socho shaloi b'bayli more poshet that is poter than socho b'bayli and sholo shaloi b'bayli? One is as more chiyuv, the other one is less chiyuv. What's the difference? The main question is, whether at the time of the Mashiach he was chayev or poter. So if at the time of the Mashiach it was determined that he is poter, so he should be poter even in the case of socho b'bayim and shalosh lo b'bayim. I think the difference is because is two separate halachas. The halacha that she'el b'bayli is poter from Meisa Kidarko, and Seicha b'bayli is poter for Gnebe Vavede. So the Gemara mentions two psukim. Why couldn't one person be enough? After all, the Torah says by she'el. The halacha of b'bayli that is poter is mentioned in the parasha of she'el. It's not mentioned in the parish of Shema Sofer or in the parish of Shema Chinam, only because Bob lays it on the vision, so Yilami Tachtimim. So why do we need two psukim? The answer is, it's two separate halachas. That's the proposition. That is two separate halachas. The two of She'el B'bayli, by Shema Sofer and by Shema Chinam, is a two because B'bayli, as Reb Chaim says, he doesn't have the Chalishim Shina. Some Melech, he doesn't have the Chalishim Shina. What does it mean? He doesn't have a Chalishim Shina. It's not just the name, but Shina means is Mechuyah Bishna. So, Migabi Shina Chino, Migabi Shina Soho, it's possible to say he's not, he's Mechuyah Bishna or he's not Mechuyah Bishna. If he's Shaloi Bibani, so he's Mechuyah to watch against Nila Veide, against Shia. If he's B'bayli, he's not Mechuyev to watch. But by She'el, he's Chayev, even if it's Enes, so even if he'll watch 24 hours a day, and he will not go to sleep at all. So Mele, it's impossible to watch. How can we say he's a Shemer, he's not a Shemer? Shemer, by definition, means he's Mechuyev to watch. But how is Mechuyev to watch? He can't watch. So it's an adapto. It's not an adapto. That is Potter of Achayev. She'el is hired not because of the vision. She'el is hired because it's called a noyish alem. So just this gazlan is hired once, so She'el is also hired once. So Mele the Gemara says, if it was shalom b'bayli and socha shalom b'bayli, so that means not that he's poter, shall be violent because he's not mechuyev lishmir. Because as far as Nisik Dark is concerned, there is no shmire that could prevent Nisik Dark. So it means just ipto. It's not chalei. So mele if it's ipto, so he's poter of achayes, so it includes every achayes, not only the achayes for onsi, even the achrayes for Devil Abede and the achrayes of Pshir. But in the case Intim Shalei Masfira Bishir and Meish HaShayichet, because the Ptur of She'el B'bayli is that he's Potter, not that he's not Mechuyev Lishmer. So mainly he's Potter for everything. But Tzocho B'bayli, Shoal Shaloi B'bayli, so then the Ptur is something else that is not Mechuyev to be a Shemer, some Mele, but if after that he was a She'el, so that doesn't depend upon the Chiyuv Shmire. Without the Chiyuv Shmire, a She'el is Mechuyev because he couldn't watch against Nisa Vidalka anyway. So then the Gemara says, Oy nimo kim di shaykh di miksas kimam di shaykh di khule dom in tim salim ale amrim kim di shaykh di miksas kimam di shaykh di khule dom le in tim salim ale amrim kim di shaykh di miksas kimam di shaykh di khule dom shalo bi bali di so kho shalo bi bali di khoza bi shalo mau hoda asli shaylo li tukhtei. And he's potter oy dilma obstacle is chiras bein ubein. So mele seems the chiras intervened between one shaila that was b'bayli and the final shaila that was shaloi b'bayli. So mele he is mechuyev. So then the shesed socha now the Gemara says. Socho b'bayli v'shoalo v'choza v'socho. Ma'o mi'amrinon. Ashley Spiritually Duchte, or Dilma absolutely Kishaila Benu Ben. So that two yourselves. Rashi says, in Tim Tolema, keep me the Shaykhe, the Nixas, in the day of Abide, the Legasinale, a Lora Gasna, in Tim Tolema, Loyam Rinon, not in Tim Tolema and Rinon, but in Tim Tolema, Loyam Rinon, keep me the Shaykhe, the Nixas, so Shalom be by you. So Shalom be by you, because of the Shalom, Shalom be by you, Hada Shalom, the Dukhte, Bosu, Bosan Shikhe, Shalom Kamaise, David Bailimonat. Now, we'll proceed tomorrow, we'll discuss that, and then we're going to proceed in the next Mishnah up to the Mishnah of Kuf. I don't think I'll reach the Mishnah of Kuf, but you should go over the Chalapoches, to the Lord and the Rashi.
Is there any chance that the Rebbe will go over the Tosfos of Rav Huna? Because we have a lot of us have some questions.
Okay.
I hate to be a
nudge,
but really,
because he's in Chuyif to watch, and he can watch. So the Bailing reserves, of course, of his, that he's not in Chuyif to watch. But by Shalom couldn't say that he's in Chuyif because he didn't watch enough. He couldn't watch enough. So it's a special Allah, he's potter. He's potter.
If he no later becomes a side character, it doesn't matter because he's still struggling.
It's almost like a